In one of the most significant moves to increase the circle of drone flyers, DJI introduced its newest creation directed at making the exciting world of first-person view flying more accessible. The new DJI Goggles N3, priced at $229, promises to deliver the high-octane excitement of FPV flight without the eye-watering price tag of the premium models. Mated to the recently introduced DJI Neo Drone, $199, along with the RC Motion 3 controller, $99, the entire kit should come in at about $500, half the price of DJI's higher-end systems. If you're curious about FPV flying but not ready to take the full plunge, the N3 might be the perfect way to get your feet wet. Compared to most entry-level units with reasonable prices, this lower price does indeed come with certain compromises, some in technical limitations, others in design choices and system restrictions, making the goggles targeted more toward new pilots and hobbyists than seasoned FPV flyers. In this article, we'll take a closer look at the key features, the compromises made for those features, and how the latest effort from DJI positions itself within the market to create reasonably priced FPV tech. Cost-effective features, a sneak into premium performance. With a price much lower than that of its premium siblings, the DJI Goggles N3 has been tagged to offer a host of attractive features that should attract the attention of first-time FPV flyers and budget-conscious drone enthusiasts. With technical capability features, the Goggles N3 dons the O4 video transmission system from DJIA, promise of high-quality, low-latency video for a better flying experience. This is one of the standout features of DJI's pricier models, so to see it appear in a budget offering is a welcome surprise. The thoughtful design choices of DJI show up in the areas of comfort and usability. To this end, it boasts the head tracking capability in the N3 that allows users to have the drone camera follow their head movements. This certainly makes flying much more intuitive and immersive, thus bringing the N3 in line with the advanced features that users of DJI have come to expect. Besides that, the N3 features a 54-degree field of view, way wider compared to the 44-degree one present on higher-end devices like Goggles 3. This expanded field of view makes for wider and more realistic views during flights, further enriching the FPV experience. The goggles also boast a large eye box that comfortably supports prescription glasses, minimizing the need for users to switch between corrective eyewear and the goggles themselves. There is no need for vision adjustment knobs either, which further simplifies the setup. One of the very useful features for all classes of users is the one-touch defogging with the help of an internal fan. It keeps the lenses from fogging during a flight. Since FPV goggles are quite prone to fogging, this feature alone can go a long way in ensuring nonstop flights. Technical compromises, image quality and design shortcomings. While the N3 brings a lot of desirable features, it also makes a number of compromises to hit its budget-friendly price point. The biggest trade-off is in its display technology. Whereas high-end DJI FPV goggles sport micro OLED screens for vibrant colors and high contrast, the N3 has a single LCD screen. This switch means that the image quality stays pretty washed out as a result and will more than likely be a disappointment to those FPV users who get used to vivid, high-definition visuals with OLED screens. In addition to that, the low-quality display technology one may observe other symptoms of cost-cutting in many details of the goggles design. For example, a cable on the outside, contrary to its integration within the body of the goggles, resembles being a distinctive feature of DJI premium models. It may also render the N3 a bit unfinished and detract from the general aesthetic appeal. The fabric padding used in the N3, while functional, is less luxurious compared to the silicone padding found in the higher-end models. This may provide less comfort during extended flying sessions and could be of concern to users who intend to use the goggles for extended periods. Coming in at 65 grams heavier than the DJI Goggles 3, the N3 might feel a little more bulky on the head and might cause some fatigue with users used to such a much lighter build from premium models. Another noticeable omission is the lack of pass-through vision capability, which allows users to visualize the world around them through cameras on the goggles. This feature is standard on higher-end DJI goggles and is often used for more precise maneuvers or even safety during takeoff and landing. DJI's goggles always include this capability in their more advanced versions, and not having it on the N3 might be a deal-breaker for more advanced pilots who use this feature as a way to know how to keep their SUAS safe. The Neo Drone, affordable, less agile. The DJI Neo Drone is,